I'm afraid I'll have to interrupt your dancing there this morning. That's the Giles Peterson Worldwide Show on this Saturday morning. And the time has reached exactly 6 o'clock, which means it's time for the news. And in the headlines this morning, Iran launches a barrage of missiles at Israel, and Iran's above-ground Natanz enrichment plant is destroyed. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Iran launched a barrage of missiles at Israel early this morning after Israel launched its biggest ever air offensive against Tehran on Friday. 8 air raid sirens sounded in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, sending residents rushing into shelters as successive waves of Iranian missiles streaked across the skies. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned after the Israeli strikes that killed senior Iranian military figures and did major damage to the Natanz nuclear site that Tehran would retaliate. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps said it hit dozens of targets in Israel, including military sites, with, quote, precision, claims that could not be verified. U.S. officials say American air defense systems are helping shoot down Iranian ballistic missiles. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz says in a statement that Iran had crossed a red line by targeting populated areas and that Iran would pay a heavy price for it.
Meanwhile, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, has told a meeting of the United Nations Security Council that the above-ground pilot enrichment plant at Iran's Natanz nuclear site has been destroyed by Israeli strikes. Grossi said electricity infrastructure at Natanz was also destroyed, and the loss of power to a cascade hall may have damaged centrifuges there. However, he said the level of radioactivity outside Natanz has remained unchanged and normal. The third United Nations Ocean Conference concluded on Friday in the French city of Nice, with more than 170 countries adopting an intergovernmentally agreed declaration committing to urgent action to conserve and sustainably use the oceans. The political declaration includes calls for concrete steps to expand marine protected areas, decarbonize maritime transport, combat marine pollution, and mobilize finance for vulnerable coastal and island nations. And the New York Times reported on Friday that the U.S. President Donald Trump's administration told immigration and customs enforcement officials to largely pause raids and arrests in the agricultural industry, hotels and restaurants. Trump said on Thursday he would issue an order soon to address the effects of his immigration crackdown on the country's farm and hotel industries, which rely heavily on migrant labor. Today's weather now, some isolated heavy thunderstorms in Vorarlberg and Tyrol in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be sunny and warm across the country with temperatures ranging from 25 to 34 degrees.
Thank you, Liz. Yeah, good morning. It's Saturday and I can tell that because half the people on the streets right now are not going to work. The sun is up and so are we, so let's get this on.
This is The Morning Show with Julie and Alex.
Listen at Radio FM Fear.
Oh, feel shit when I wake up. Takes about 2 hours for me to come around. I'm not going for a breakup, but it feels like that today somehow. So let's keep professional. I've got things in my mind and my mind got life. You look nice on the outside. Do you want to come out tonight? Kiss for me instead. I always pick the wrong people that make me feel like I'm sick in the head. So then I go on a daydream where I know that I'm wrong and it makes me right. You look cool this morning. Do you wanna go out tonight? Kiss
Youngblood giving us that musical espresso shot on this Saturday morning with Lovesick Lullaby. It's 6:10. I'm Julie McCarthy and this is Dora Jar.
Sometimes the words come out right. Sometimes. Sometimes I don't know how to say it. Sometimes I cry my eyes out. Sometimes. Sometimes I push it. We'll be right back.
Dorador, sometimes, always. It's game time. Now, whether you're a fan or not, it's very hard to not at least know of it. I'm talking about one of sci-fi's all-time greatest stories, Dune. Yeah, it's been back in the cinemas in recent years, and now it's a major video game release. The desert planet is now open to all of us because in the brand new game, Dune Awakening, you can create your own place in the legendary science fiction universe. And yes, sandworms are included. Here's our games expert, Rainer Siegel, to tell us all about Dune Awakening.
Die Buchvorlage ist heuer exakt 60 Jahre alt und der Wüstenplanet Arrakis ist präsenter als je zuvor. Kinofilme und TV-Serien haben Dune in den letzten Jahren wieder zum Science-Fiction-Blockbuster gemacht. Jetzt ist mit Dune Awakening das Videospiel dazu erschienen.
Arrakis is a test. Few survive it. But the humans that do awaken.
Dune Awakening folgt nicht der Handlung der Romane, sondern lässt uns eine Art Parallelgeschichte im selben Setting spielen. Auf dem Wüstenplaneten bekämpfen sich wie in der Vorlage die großen Königshäuser und ich lande als niemand mittendrin. Aber ich bin nicht allein. Dune Awakening ist ein MMO, also ein Online-Rollenspiel mit vielen menschlichen MitspielerInnen. Gemeinsam kann ich hier zum Beispiel eine Basis und nützliche Maschinen aufbauen, aber auch im Kampf gegeneinander antreten. Was Dune Awakening besonders macht, ist sein Setting. Wer sich immer schon in der Welt des Wüstenplaneten einleben wollte, hat hier seine helle Freude. Für GelegenheitsspielerInnen, die nur mal kurz etwas Wüstenluft schnuppern wollen, ist das dafür aber eher nichts. Dafür ist das Multiplayer-Survival-Game dann nämlich doch ein bisschen zu langatmig, zu episch geraten. Spielen kann man Dune Awakening auf Windows, Xbox Series und PS5.
FM4 Morning Show.
In the night time, when the world is at its rest, I know the best. Dancing, shouting, flying to the moon. Don't have to worry, 'cause I'll be coming back soon. As long as we are flying, all this world ain't got no ends.
Artemis, I like the way you kiss me. Hey, the sun is already working overtime, I would say. It's beautiful out there. Let's enjoy it at 6:22 on this Saturday with
growing in numbers.
Moby.
Growing at speed. Can't fight the future. Can't fight what I see. People that come together.
Now, 'cause we are all music.
This is the way to get happier.
FM4
Morning Show.
Yeah, I got nothing ever in return from all this suffering, from all those burns. I will take a check, please, so I can pay for my lost memories. This ugly face cost me a lot of strength. I'm still waiting for my hours to be paid. Am I suffering for free? Am I giving away my energy for free? I got no money in my pockets. I just got fears. I've been crying out for months now. Maybe I can pay my rent with the tears that I shed. I got no money in my pockets. I just got fears. I've been crying out for months now. Maybe I can pay my rent with the tears that I shed. I always wondered how people survive when they don't feel so good about life. Do they just disappear into a happy, jolly world without any fear? Hustle, hustle, darling, you will be a rich man one day. Hustle, hustle, darling, you will never be a rich man.
Ava Fina at 6:29 on this Saturday. And now it's June, it's warm, and it's a bit early, but I know somewhere someone is already marinating chicken, because I don't know about you, but today feels like a barbecue kind of day. Up to 34 degrees, and I would say, stay hydrated, babies.
Du gibst einfach alles. Im Training, im Job, im Alltag. Dann gib deinem Körper, was er braucht. MagnoFit. Die fruchtig frischen Magnesium-Direktsticks. Einfach auf der Zunge zergehen lassen. Ganz ohne Wasser. So praktisch, ich habe sie immer dabei.
MagnoFit, die Nummer 1 Magnesium-Sticks aus deiner Apotheke.
Ich platze vor Freude, weil endlich alles seine Ordnung hat. Hol dir jetzt minus 10% auf das Platza und Smore Start Aufbewahrungssystem. Aber nur für IKEA-Family-Mitglieder bis 22. Juni. Keine Zeit zum Selbstaufbauen? Probier doch mal den IKEA Montageservice. Lebe smart, IKEA.
Sport.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa und Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf Eis in Familien- und Vorratspackungen, den Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickern. Nur diesen Freitag und Samstag. Details auf billa.at.
FM4 Morning Show.
Allergic to you every time you touch me. Emotional maturity for dummies. I don't have the time to pretend you're funny. I'm back, I'm better. I put that teddy bear you gave me in a blender. I drew a dick on all your sweatshirts.
I hate you so much right now.
Deal with it, boy, you got to.
Ich
Block Party and Banquet. It's 6:39, endlich Wochenende. And if you're wondering, what will I do today? And you're into basketball. Well, it just so happens that it's 3x3 basketball time again this weekend. Now, for the fifth year in a row, Austria is hosting the big international tournament, this time at Vienna's Heumarkt. And to be exact, it's not just one tournament, it's four. So women, men, youth and wheelchair. And that's why the organizers call it Austria's most inclusive sports event. There's something to cheer on for every basketball fan, as Simon Vellebil found out.
All right, 5, 4, 3, and 3.
Wir haben hier vier verschiedene Turniere heute. Frauenspiel, Männerspiel, Rollstuhlspiel. Was schaut sie am liebsten an und warum?
Das Männerspiel, weil es ist interessant, wie sie sagt, dass sie spielen.
Ja, ich fand die Rollstuhlfahrer cool, aber auch die Frauen, weil die haben sehr, sehr gut gespielt.
I like watching female tournaments because I'm a female player basketball, so I can like inspire them in my game.
Na, ich glaube, es hat jede Part für sich irgendwie was Interessantes dabei. Ich meine, die Männer sind super schnell und super spannend von der Kraft her, aber auch das mit dem Rollstuhl finde ich super interessant und wie die da fighten und halt anders strategisch vorgehen müssen und genauso abdecken, wie die Leute ohne Rollstuhl das machen.
Oh, ich schaue alles gerne, das sagt man, wie den Kids das sagt. Rollstuhlbasketball ist einfach mega. Also das würde ich, wenn ich mich entscheiden müsste, auswählen.
Yeah, there's some mixed results for the Austrian teams on day one of their tournament. Austria's female national team has already been eliminated after two close calls. Vienna's wheelchair basketball team has one loss and one win in the books. So it's all about the men's team to write the positive headlines. No pressure, guys. They're entering the tournament today, and team captain Matthias Linnordner describes it as a huge challenge.
Absolute Creme de la Creme des 3x3. Ich glaube, es sind 8 der 10 besten Teams der Welt dabei bei den Herren. Da gibt es keine chilligen Partien, sondern da ist ab dem ersten Spiel du und das.
Habt ihr euch irgendwas vorgenommen für dieses Event besonders?
5 Spiele gewinnen.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Now, today's tournament starts at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. And there's a big contingency of free places if you want to watch it live. Also, ORF Sport Plus will be broadcasting the games starting at 1 p.m.
It was so easy that night. Should have been strong, yeah, I lied.
Your music.
never ever. Unless they're fun ones. If they could only know, the Kooks. 6:49.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei FM4 Labum Deluxe mit Servus, Camo und Crooked.
Die FM4 Hausparty in Labum Deluxe.
Das hat alles, also es knallt und hat alle Emotionen.
Mit den Tracks der Red Bull Symphonic Masterclass von Camo und Crooked und Christian Kolonowitz.
Es gibt auf jeden Fall viel Druck, viel Talent.
Unbedingt anhören.
Die Radiosendung vom Freitag jetzt im Player. Radio FM4.
Presented by Red Bull Symphonic Masterclass. FM4.
Tür geht auf, drei, vier Stufen, andere Welt. Licht strahlt blau, Universum parallel. Umarme sie und ihn, lang nicht mehr gesehen. Ey, was steht heute an?
Kitschcreme.
Gläser füllen, Gläser leeren, Farben mischen sich. Lass mich treiben, keine Ahnung, wen man heute noch trifft. Seh nur noch Pupillen. Ihre Iris nicht. 10 Sekunden Liebe, Lippen küssen mich. Bin im Modus, denk kurz an Zuhause. Mir doch egal, wenn ich mich verlaufe. Auf dem Flur, jemand fragt, ob ich kaufe. Auf dem Flur, frag mich, ob ich was brauch. Alle da, alle eins. Geld, nimm meins. Alles gut. Weißt, was du meinst? Alles gut, nimm einfach meins. Wie
lange schon hier, keine Ahnung. Schaut euch mal um, alle Daten. Kings von gestern eher im Status. Kids von heute volle Ladung. Heute sind wir gut im Vergessen. Wellen, sie türmen sich und brechen. Onkel mir ist wie Urlaub. Tanze Oma mit die Klofrau. Alle da, alle eins. Geld, nimm meins. Alles gut, weiß was du meinst. Alles gut, auch wenn du weinst. Alle da, alle eins. Geld, nimm meins. Alles gut, weiß was du meinst. Alles gut, nimm einfach meins.
Morning show.
Oh.
Yeah, Lauren Mabry, something in the air. Well, summer is in the air today for sure. It's going to be warm, warm, warm today.
FM4.
And it is news time. In the headlines, Iran retaliates after Israeli strikes targeting its nuclear program. And UN Ocean Conference in Nice ends on a positive note. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
Iran is continuing its barrage of airstrikes against Israel, which it began early this morning after Israel launched its biggest ever air offensive against Tehran on Friday. The Israeli military says it's been intercepting missiles throughout the morning. Loud explosions have been heard in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Local media says three people have been killed and dozens more injured in the strikes. The BBC's Hugo Beshega has more from Jerusalem.
Sirens sounded again in Israel before dawn as Iran launched another wave of missiles. Loud explosions were heard here in Jerusalem as air defense systems were activated. This followed a long night of attacks in which millions across the country were told to seek shelter. In Iran, state media says there have been more explosions as Israel continues with its attacks for a second day. Speaking on television, the country's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vowed to bring Israel to ruin.
And the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has said Israel has launched a war against Tehran and that his country will inflict heavy blows in return. Several Israeli missiles have struck residential areas in Iran.
They should not think they carried out an attack and that it's over. No, they started this. They ignited a war. We will not allow them to walk away unscathed from the great crime they have committed. The armed forces of the Islamic Republic will undoubtedly inflict heavy blows on this malicious enemy.
The third United Nations Ocean Conference concluded on Friday in the French city of Nice, with more than 170 countries adopting a declaration committing to urgent action to conserve and sustainably use the oceans. The political declaration includes calls for concrete steps to expand marine protected areas, decarbonize maritime transport, combat marine pollution, and mobilize finance for vulnerable coastal and island nations. The weather now, some isolated heavy thunderstorms in Vorarlberg and Tyrol in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be sunny and warm across the country with temperatures ranging from 25 to 34 degrees.
Thank you, Liz. Hey, I just saw someone jogging with purpose this morning on my way in, and I assume that they're running from their to-do list, and that's what I'm telling myself anyway. Hey, you can do the same.
This is The Morning Show with Julie McCarthy.
Listen.
Radio FM4.
It's too hot to run anyway, right? Right?
Yeah.
foot front and back again. Don't tell me it'll be like this until the end. I'm learning to serve my friend. These treacherous oceans, I'm fucking exhausted. Messed up, distorted. My shit ain't sorted. I pray to the Lord, yes. Is it too late for me? Oh, is it too late for me? Have you deserted me? One foot front and back again. That's just the comedy's ends. Peace be a crazy notion. Someone sell me the potion or lotion. It's a treasure out of Babylon. And we can't all make the first round. Nevertheless, we are homebound. Back to the father, the original sound. Is it too late for me?
Peng, and it is 7:08 on this Saturday morning. And if we do say so ourselves, music sounds better with us.
Bruv, I just came out of the club and I'm just like, nobody wants to dance anymore. I don't know what is going on. But it's like, everybody's got their phones out, everybody's got their lights out. And I'm just like, mate, have a boogie, shut up, and have a dance.
I'm at the end of the week and the bass is unique. Get your jelly on the dance floor cause the meter is...